Understanding the Unified Transportation Program. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Pedro Alvarez, the FAR district engineer for the Texas Department of Transportation, has dedicated 29 years to shaping the state's infrastructure landscape. Recently, this reporter had the privilege of diving deeper into the intricacies of the state's transportation planning, notably the Unified Transportation Program, UTP, which has reserved over a staggering $100 billion for construction. Alvarez explained the complexity of the UTP budget allocation, stating that the program consists of 12 funding categories. Many of these are determined by methods based on population, number of lane miles, truck traffic, and percentage of trucks. Other categories, like 2, 4, and 7, prioritize mobility. These are assigned based on traffic volume, safety considerations, connectivity, etc. These projects are vying for funds at a statewide level, making it a competitive arena. Thus, it becomes critical for local governments to work cohesively to bring forth their highest priority projects. The collaboration doesn't just happen at the higher levels. Alvarez emphasized the importance of regular meetings with local governments, including cities, counties, the NPO, and RMAs. Monthly meetings with the NPO help them address regional challenges, while interactions with city officials focus on specific projects and immediate needs. When asked how improvements to Texans' quality of life are measured, Alvarez highlighted five key areas: safety, mobility, connectivity, environmental concerns, and economic development opportunities. While there are many other metrics, such as traffic volumes and roadway speed, these five elements encapsulate the core of transportation infrastructure's impact. For rural areas, specifically within the FAR district, around 40% of the UTP funding is designated. Projects like the US 281 upgrade to I-69C or the US 77 upgrade to I-69 East underscore the importance of these areas. Given the vast lengths of these projects, they command a significant portion of the budget. Ensuring road longevity is paramount. As Alvarez pointed out, Category 1 is primarily for preventative maintenance and rehabilitation. The region sees around $30 to $40 million annually for maintaining its 6,600 lane miles. The environment isn't overlooked. Alvarez stressed the importance of working hand-in-hand with environmental resource agencies to avoid any adverse impacts on the ecosystem and wildlife. Safety in emergencies is crucial. The TXDOT website houses official hurricane evacuation routes, and there are primary routes like I-69 East, I-69C, and US 83. However, there are alternate routes as well, with State Highway 68 being highlighted as the upcoming relief route. Alvarez announced that its environmental clearance is expected by December 2023, leading to its construction in 2026. As our discussion wrapped up, it was evident that the intricate web of transportation in Texas is being meticulously managed and developed with an eye on the future. With Alvarez and a talented team at the top of these projects, Texans can look forward to a more connected, safe, and efficient state.